Well, this morning we have a guest joining us in studio. We're going to talk a little bit about 4-H this morning. Beth Earlbeck, Cass County Extension Youth Coordinator, is in with us this morning. How's Beth?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me in.
You're not sick and tired of all the cold weather and ready to embrace this great weather now?
Oh, my goodness. I love this warm weather we're having for sure. I'm excited. I hope spring is here.
Well, if the change of the season starts to happen, especially around the extension office, do you guys start to think more and focus more on summer activities, county fair, those types of things?
You know, I think we've been thinking about that since last year. Fair was over July, started August when we started thinking about county fair next year.
Hasn't county fair already kind of started for you guys, though?
Yeah. Yep. We're working on hiring judges and finishing the schedule, finishing the fair book, those type of things. Fair board's working on finding sponsorships. You know, we're thinking about that far enough ahead in advance that we'll be ready for county fair when it comes.
You know, county fair is the most visible thing that you do to the general public during the course of the year. And
yes.
Maybe we should, at some point, we should maybe have you and Kate in here talking about that. Because I don't know that folks who haven't served on the fair board or been real close to it really understand all that goes into the preparations.
Right. Right. You know, we have wonderful volunteers in Cass County, and it takes a team to put together the multiple events we have in Extension and 4-H, but especially County Fair. There's volunteers that serve on Fair Board. There's superintendents that serve. There's also people that, you know, have input on the food stand and things like that throughout the year. They serve on the food stand committee. So there's lots of people to put together the team to make Fair run.
And they don't just work for a week or two.
Definitely not, no.
Well, you guys are doing this all year round, but some of the volunteers are actually involved all year round, too.
Oh, yes.
Isn't it great? Was that something that you were looking for when you were looking for that opportunity to get into Extension and 4-H? Was that something that you looked for? Was a county that is receptive and is very supportive of the programming?
Yes, and Cass County is wonderful in that area, especially that there's supportive volunteers, supportive community members that, you know, want to see the program do well and see those excited 4-H'ers and FFA members related to County Fair and then other times throughout the year as well.
I'm trying to think, you're coming up almost on like a 2-year anniversary.
2 years in July, yes.
Wow.
It's crazy to think it's been 2 years, you know, I could say it was like yesterday when I started, but I feel like I have, you know, I kind of have a grasp on things now, too.
Yeah, well, it's kind of a shock when you first, and as I recall, weren't you tossed in right before County Fair?
Right, yep. So I started on Monday, and then County Fair officially started on Thursday.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was a perfect time, though, to kind of see how things were run and could meet people, but not have to expect to know everything.
Feet meet fire.
Right.
Going to put your feet to the fire right away.
Huh?
Well, that's good. Well, it's good. We didn't run you off screaming and yelling and
definitely
stuff.
Definitely not,
so
no.
We're in good shape.
Those KJN interviews, though, during County Fair, they were a little rough that first year.
I bet they were. I don't know. How many times can you say that? Not sure. I don't recall.
Not sure.
Let me try something once before you start asking me questions about it. Well, that's fun stuff. That's not what we sat down here to talk about, though, right now. But there's a lot of things involved in 4-H programming throughout the course of the year. And then sometimes it's just kind of having some fun and maybe raising a few funds to help some stuff out. And you've got the project with the Mardi Gras coming up here not too far down the road.
Yep. So this Sunday, March 15th, we have our 4-H Mardi Gras event. And if you've never attended Mardi Gras, it's basically a carnival-style event. Every 4-H club in Cass County, we have 14 of them, puts together some sort of activity or food stand or booth. And then the general public come, they have 50-cent admission as well as 10 cents per ticket. And then each activity that you participate in, you give certain tickets, the club set those numbers, and you can win prizes. So some of the activities we have coming up this weekend, we have skee ball, we have a beanbag toss, we have a pin the tail on the horse, we have a target shoot, we have Plinko, a cake and dessert walk. We have the ever popular 4-H jail, pop floats. There's a box tunnel, TP basketball, and so much more.
Where do they come up with these creative ideas?
You know, one of the great things about 4-H'ers is if you give them just general guidelines of this is kind of what we're looking at, they will take it and run and come up with their own activity. The Grove HOT 4-H Club plays TP basketball, and that was one that they said, what kind of activity you want to do? And they took it and ran and came up with this really awesome display and really awesome game that It was really popular last year for the first year, so I'm excited to see what it does this year.
I suppose you get immediate feedback with stuff like that, too, because the folks tend to line up at the things that look like they'd be a little bit more fun. Huh?
Yep. So when the clubs have those tickets, and then they redeem them at the end of the day and get cash back to their club. So it's a small fundraiser for the clubs as well. It's kind of fun to see and hang out with your other club members and, you know, put on your booth that day.
And I see some of them are food related, others are activity related. Do you try to strike a balance, or is it just the luck of the draw?
It's kind of the luck of the draw. It's kind of what the club wants to do. The clubs turn in their booth ideas to the extension office, and if we are heavy on food, then we may ask to back off a little bit on that and come up with some other activities. But if we're heavy on activities and they're all the same, then we ask to, you know, change it up a little bit that way as well.
Yeah, I see a cake and dessert walk. I see you mentioned the pop floats. What else did I see? Walking tacos. Mm-hmm. You see some fun stuff, but then there are going to be some interesting things and some different takes on things. Like, for example, the boot bag toss.
Yes.
I see. I assume they're using a cowboy boot.
Yep. So that's our horse focus 4-H club. So their activities are focused kind of on horses. We have a boot bag toss. We have a pin the tail on the horse, and then a horseshoe game as well.
Oh, excellent. So they're really trying to be creative and strike something close to home.
Yes, exactly.
That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of variety in things, too. And boy, the C&M champions I see are doing a minute to win it type activity. That takes a lot of creativity to come up with the different activities for that.
Right. So I think what that one's going to be, it's going to be kind of a different activities running throughout the whole course of the 2 hours. So there may be I've seen a bubble blowing type of activity or a cookie moving activity. So there may be some different things going on the whole 2 hours. So stick around to that booth and you'll get to play different games.
Oh, so keep coming back.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, where else can you go and get in for 50 cents?
Yes.
That's just unheard of anymore. And then you're talking about the tickets costing 10 cents each. Now, we should let folks know who haven't been there before. That doesn't mean each activity is 10 cents.
No.
It's kind of like going to a Dave and Buster's. You're going to have to pull out, you know, however many tickets it's going to be for that particular event. But the tickets are 10 cents each.
Yeah. And, you know, the prizes that they get for the 10 cent tickets, I would say some clubs maybe have use 5 tickets per game. Some clubs may use a little bit more, a little bit less, depending on their prizes. But the prizes you win are kind of fun. And, you know, it's always exciting to win that small little prize and look what I got. So
where do they get the prizes?
Lots of different places. Some clubs will give away like drinks like pop and juice and things like that. Other clubs will give away 4-H items. Some clubs, like the cake and dessert walk, their prizes are homemade desserts.
Cakes and desserts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds terrible, doesn't it?
Oh, man.
Oh, just an awful way to spend a Sunday afternoon. Now, this is coming up this Sunday, March 15th. You mentioned 2 to 4 in the afternoon at the Cass County Community Center. Folks just wander on in and enjoy?
Yep. So it runs from 2 to 4, and like I said, admission's 50 cents and then 10 cents per ticket. And it's just kind of a come-and-go event, but hopefully you come and stay for the whole 2 hours.
Well, and there are several goals here. You're looking for kids to be creative. Mm-hmm. You're looking for them to be interactive with the general public, because it's always good to reach out.
Yes.
But it's also a chance to try to raise some funds. Now, when you're talking about 50 cents and 10 cents here and there, you know, granted, you're not going to pull in a tremendous amount of money, but it's important. Money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's important money, and it's money that the 4-H'ers worked hard to get. So, you know, there's some 4-H'ers that are there the whole 2 hours. Some clubs break it up to an hour work shift, and then they get the other hour to, you know, mingle and go to different booths as well. But they do work for that money, so they may not make a lot, but and it's still a fun activity. We had a meeting a couple weeks ago that, you know, the leaders were saying that Mardi Gras is one of their favorite activities to do throughout the year, along with county fair, because it's just so fun to see the 4-H'ers interact and their ideas that come up and whatnot.
And what does the money go toward?
The money goes towards whatever they want to use it for. Some clubs use it for club activities, like if they go on a trip, or some use it for community service projects. More than likely, it'll go back to the club and used for something that's benefiting the club.
So it doesn't go into a greater pot for 4-H. It stays with those local clubs.
Yep, it stays with the ticket money stays with the local 4-H club, and then the admission goes back to the Cass County 4-H fund.
Very
so
good.
It's so kind it's of a
Nice little business experience for them then, too.
Well, yep.
Very good. Now, is Mardi Gras, is that unique to Cass County, or is that something that's done in many counties?
You know, I have not found another county in Iowa that does a 4-H Mardi Gras. You know, they may call it something else, but I've shared this activity with some of my other counterparts around the state, and they say that, you know, that's really cool that all your clubs get together and do the carnival-style activity for the community. So I think it's pretty unique to Cass County, especially.
Good cooperation that way, instead of just having individual fundraisers, which, you know, can be good or bad. It just kind of depends on how it goes. This gets everybody together all at once.
Yeah, and I always think it's so much fun to see all the clubs get together. You know, there's a couple times a year that all the clubs participate in activities, and we're good at that here in Cass County, where we have countywide activity. So, they usually see each other, county fair, county convention, Mardi Gras, sometimes during pancake supper, depending on your work shift. So there's opportunities in Cass County to do countywide events to see everybody in the county, and that's always exciting for me.
Always a benefit. And, of course, the public is an important cog in this whole process, because
yes.
that's where the funds come from. And this is a family event.
Yes. Yep. So the games and activities range from, you know, young kids to older kids. So bring them all out. I'm sure there's an activity for them that each of your family members will enjoy.
All right. Whether you were in 4-H or are currently involved or have children involved or were never involved and just want to help out, because kids in 4-H are better balanced. Kids in 4-H are more driven and directed toward positive things. So if you think that's a good thing for kids to be involved in, then go out and support them.
Yes, yes, for sure.
Excellent.
It's for everybody.
Absolutely. That's, again, this Sunday, March 15th at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. That's from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. Everyone is welcome to attend. Beth, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.